As we know, there is based on the pasuk, "Ki ba'yom hazeh yechaper alechem le'taher etchem mikol chatotechem lifnei Hashem titharu." Is there are two aspects of lifnei Hashem titharu, that before the lifnei Hashem, before the day of Hashem comes, which is Yom Kippurim, titharu, you have to become tahor. There are two aspects of this tahara, either through mikveh. That the chatchila, it is highly recommended that person. A man should go to a mikveh, lifnei Hashem titharu, before the day comes, the day of Hashem comes, become tahor. Second, the Chacham established that a person, lifnei Hashem, before the day of Hashem comes, titharu, say the vidui. So therefore, being that a person is supposed to have seudah mafseket, and seudah mafseket is supposed to be like a festive meal, the whole entire day, Erev Yom Kippurim, a person is supposed to be somehow involved in the act of eating Lashem Shamayim. To the extent that Kohen Mekubalim, a person is supposed to eat for 2 days. You know, everything has to be, properly measured and calculated, not that a person is supposed to be forced into eating. But a person cannot be, let's say, afilu when it comes to Tanit Chalom. Even if in general he would be fasting, he cannot be fasting. Erev Yom Kippurim, he has to be eating. So therefore, and the person is supposed to also eat items, especially by men, that it's, let's say, not onion, not garlic, not eggs, especially in the afternoon. It has to be light, something like chicken. And lifnei Hashem titharu means you have to say vidui. Before the day of Yom Kippurim comes, the Chacham established a person is supposed to say vidui erev Yom Kippurim. So, and it has to be before the Suda Mafseket. And the reason is two reasons. The Rambam offers פני חנק בשעת סעודתו קודם שהתוודא, וזה מפני שהשטן מקטרג באותה שעה. Any time that a person has an opportunity to do acts of kedusha, acts of mitzvah, the Satan comes to be mekatrek, comes to prosecute. So therefore, there is a possibility, חלילה וחס, a person could become choked. So therefore, לפני השם, before the סעודה comes, תדהרו, say the vidui. That is, on the one hand, the whole entire Erev Yom Kippurim, you don't say vidui. Erev Yom Kippurim, as we know, only by selichot that is done prior to sunrise, you could say vidui. By shacharit, there is no vidui. Shacharit you skip, because Erev Yom Kippurim is also, is the day that you cannot say vidui. But however, being because of this nekuda of lifnei Hashem titharu, that the Chachamim established that a person is supposed to say vidui prior to Suda Mafseket, prior to the meal that what you eat. That one reason. Another reason is offered that Chalei B'chas, a person could get drunk. Imagine, comes Yom Kippur, Suda before, person that is not thinking right, is going to perhaps become drunk and not be able to say the vidui. So prior to the Suda, participating in the Suda, person is supposed to say the vidui. To the extent, let's say every synagogue, Baruch Hashem, they have different minyanim. Let's say all the minyanim a person misses. So comes, let's say around 5:30. There is no other minyan. So either a person can say the vidui now, prior to participating in the meal, or definitely there will be, unfortunately, other people that they will first have the meal and come to the synagogue prior to sunset and daven mincha at that time. Which one is better? To daven beyechidut? Daven beyechidut. Erev Yom HaKippurim prior to participating in the Seuda, or first have the Seuda, come to Shul, definitely you will have at least 10 people, you'll daven betzibur. Chalila b'chas. The second option is not correct at all whatsoever. The Chachamim established that the person is supposed to say vidui prior to eating of the Seuda mafseket. So therefore, a person that missed it, unfortunately, let it be, but daven beyechidut prior to the Seuda, rather than coming and after the Seuda, coming and having the, davening be minyan when it comes to mincha of Erev Yom Kippurim. So a person should make sure that he should put sufficient amount of time to be able to get sufficient preparation for this preparation when it comes to these days, especially it has to do with Teshuvah, Masim Tovim, Torah, extra learnings, etc. And this is the nekuda that a person has to emphasize prior to the day. Baruch Adonai Le'olam.
Amen.